It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we bring you the latest music and interviews from the bands that make the Jersey Rock. Coming up, four bands will make the Jersey Rock debut. We'll chat with Mark Overstep, the organizer of the Medford Oktoberfest and Music Festival, and we'll hear from three of their headliners, Sleep House, Von Ross, and Brother Starling. We'll also crack a rad track from Nick Ryan and The Mess. They're in action at the Asbury Hotel on September 21st. And we'll check in with Mike Margagliotti from Chimneys in Homedale. They're running a fundraiser for St. Jude's Children's Hospital on September 18th. But first, joining us over the phone is Brian Erickson of The Extensions. Their EP release show rocks the Asbury Lanes on September 20th. Brian, thanks for calling into the show.
Thanks for having me, Tom. Good to be back.
Dude, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on. You've been on Jersey Rock for just about as long as I've been hosting the show. And, you know, in the past, it was you either as a solo artist or with your band, The Paper Jets. But now you've got a brand new band. Tell us about The Extensions.
It's a four-piece band, guitar, bass, keyboards, drums. Unfortunately, The Paper Jets broke up at the end of last year. And each of the four of us are actually late of other bands in the scene. So it was kind of, you know, extensions of the other projects, you know, no pun intended, I guess. But, you know, that's how it sort of came about. Each of the four of us all met playing in different bands and kind of all left those bands around the same time. So that's how this came about.
And you have this new EP out. It's coming out called Bellicose. Tell us about it.
Well, the full EP is going to be six tracks. We just released the first single about a week or two ago. It's called Hollowed Out. And it's coming out on Mint 400 Records, kind of a regional label based in northern New Jersey. And really couldn't be more excited about that partnership or about the other bands that, you know, that we're sharing the night with at the Lanes. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, who else is on the bill?
We've got the Mercury Brothers. We've got Dave Mooney and Viewers Like You. We've got Deirdre Forrest. And we've got Arlen Filas also playing that night.
And what can people expect from The Extensions that evening?
Well, of course, you're going to hear the full six-song EP in its entirety. And then, you know, I guess by just by necessity alone, a little bit of a preview of what we've got coming up next. So the full six-song EP and a handful of newer material that, you know, hopefully we can get out maybe around this time next year, too.
How could someone get tickets for the show?
You could go to our Instagram page at The Extensions Band, and we've got the ticket link there.
And what's the best way for someone to keep track of you guys? Instagram, or are there other ways people could follow you?
Yeah, I would say Instagram is the best way, at The Extensions Band. Same thing on Facebook. You could hit us there or follow us on, you know, Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, wherever music is streamed. That way you don't lose track. You get all the latest releases. Any new music we put out, you know, will come right to you.
And speaking of new music, we're about to rock your latest single. Tell us about Hollowed Out.
Actually, the one of the first songs written for the project, before we had the full band together, our drummer, Pete Stern, and I kind of got together just to, you know, sort of pick each other's brains and see if this was something we wanted to do together. And this was the first song that came out. We just kind of wrote it together in my living room one night and said, yeah, you know what, I think we actually have something here. Let's, you know, let's see who else is around. And yeah, within a couple of weeks, the band was formed.
Brian Erickson of The Extensions. Don't miss their EP release show at the Asbury Lanes on September 20th. Brian, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Hell yeah, dude. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's The Extensions with Hollowed Out on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Never got the message. I never made impression. Get you now, that you are true love somehow.
Adam from Sleep House. Come see us at the Medford Oktoberfest and Music Festival on September 21st. Check out our song I Hate That I Miss You on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Going dark in the summer. The voice, it seems so loud. Thinking you will call and come around. I still feel you beating and your silent mouth when I said the words that took us out. Could I do?
Sleep House with I Hate That I Miss You on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check out their music at sleephouseband.com and don't miss them at the Medford Oktoberfest and Music Festival, rocking Freedom Park in Medford on September 21st. Speaking of which, we have the organizer of the event, Mark Oberstedt, on the phone. Mark, thanks for calling into the show.
Hey, Tom, thanks for having us on the podcast.
Dude, it's a pleasure to have you on. We did a feature on this last year, but for those who may have missed it, tell us about the Medford Oktoberfest and Music Festival.
We couldn't be more excited about the event this year, Tom. We've got 19 bands on three stages. We've got two main stages featuring 10 original bands, bringing a lot of original music originating in New Jersey. And then this year what we've done is we've taken our what we had used as a acoustic stage and turned that into an electric stage this year for younger up-and-coming bands, give those guys a chance to come out and play for us as well. So we've got 19 bands, three stages. We've got a huge 120-foot beer tent. We've got German music, German food. We've got a Steinholding contest. There's all kinds of traditional German festivities as well as stuff that helps us rock the house.
I love it. It sounds like the perfect event for this time of year. How could someone gain admission? Is there a ticket price, or how do you go to this?
So the great news is the entire event is free. Admission is free. Parking is free. Doesn't matter what your age is. Everybody's welcome. You just come on down to Freedom Park, which is at 86 Union Street in Medford, New Jersey. There's going to be plenty of parking there. We can even bus you in if the place is too crowded. But come join, you know, more than 10,000 people out there and enjoy the day with us.
And I love the amount of talent that you have on three different stages. How do you find the bands for this event?
We do it a couple different ways. One, we certainly allow open submissions, so we allow people to submit for the opportunity to come and play. And then our committee does our own looking into bands that we think might be a good fit. A great example is this year, Secret Sound out of Asbury Park, band that we've known for a long time. We reached out to them to see if they wanted to come participate because we knew they'd be a great fit for what we were doing. Another band that really fit that model was Pizzle and the Sizzle Sisters. We knew they had a new album coming out, knew that they were sort of a genre defiant band. They're one of these guys, one of these groups that just, you know, brings a real variety to the stage. And what we want to do is do that for people, give them a chance to hear something that they might not otherwise hear. So we do some searching out. Some bands reach out to us, and it presents a good mix that way.
How could a band, if they wanted to, if they were interested in performing on next year's Oktoberfest, the music festival, how could a band get a hold of you to submit themselves?
So what we do in the spring is we put up on our website, MedfordOktoberfest.com, and you spell Oktoberfest with a K. We'll put up an opportunity for bands to submit their own applications to come and play for us. And otherwise, throughout the year, you can certainly reach out to me. And my information is on that website as well. And I'll listen to your band, and we can see if we can put something together.
And what's the best way for someone to find out more about the Medford Oktoberfest and Music Festival?
We have a lot of ways that people can find out about the event. You can come and check out our website, MedfordOktoberfest.com. We also have a Facebook page. We've got a Twitter account. Those are probably the best ways to do it. And if you want to come on down to Freedom Park that day itself, as I said, it's at 86 Union Street in Medford, New Jersey. The park itself is beautiful. It's huge. Come hang out with us for the day and see what it's all about.
And we're going to rock a number of your headliners on this week's podcast and next week's show. But right now we're kicking things off with Von Ross. Tell us about these guys.
Yeah, Von Ross is one of those bands that we couldn't be more excited to have these guys. They are a husband and wife-led blues band out of South Jersey, and they've just got a great sound. You'll hear the voices in this tune that we're going to play, and you're going to realize just how great these guys are. So John on guitar, Meg on the vocals, they're just a lot of fun to listen to.
Mark Oberstedt of the Medford Oktoberfest and Music Festival. Don't miss it at Freedom Park in Medford on September 21st. Mark, thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Tom, thanks for having us on the podcast. We really appreciate it.
Hell yeah. We're going to rock you guys this week on the show, next week's podcast, and we'll have you call into the on-air show next week as well. But right now, let's rock that band. Here's Von Ross on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Hey, this is Tom from Brother Starling. Come see us at the Medford Oktoberfest and Music Festival on September 21st. And check out our song, Are We Together, on 95.9, the Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
I don't know.
Starling, Are We Together, on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check out their music at brotherstarling.com and don't miss them at the Medford Oktoberfest and Music Festival, rocking Freedom Park in Medford on Saturday, September 21st. It's a free event. More info at medfordoktoberfest.com. Don't forget, Oktoberfest is spelled with a K. Info is also available on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. Joining us over the phone is Mike Maragliotti of Chili's in Homedale. They're doing a special fundraiser for St. Jude's Children's Hospital, two of them actually, on September 18th, donating all their tips. And then the 30th, Chili's is donating all of its profits. Mike, thank you for calling in.
Oh, thanks for having me, Tom. It's great to be back.
Yeah, it's great to have you on here. You do this every year, and it's awesome. It benefits St. Jude's Children's Hospital. First, for anyone who doesn't know that much about St. Jude's, tell us about the work they do.
So St. Jude's is a children's hospital. It's a research and patient development center. Been around since 1962. Actually, when they started, the survivor rate for childhood cancers was at about 20%, and they've helped get it to over 80% today. One thing that St. Jude's does and not a lot of people realize is they share all of the discoveries and treatments that they come up with. So a lot of people think that in order to get St. Jude's treatment, you have to be at St. Jude's, but that's actually not the case. They share things with everybody. So the reality is, if you know someone that's gone through cancer treatments and stuff like that, there's a very real chance that the treatment could have been developed at St. Jude's itself. So I think that's a great thing. It has been working with St. Jude's since 2002. And in that time, we've raised over $75 million for St. Jude's. So this year, our goal is, as a restaurant, is $1 million that we're trying to raise. And the Homedale Chili's location is trying to shoot for about $5,000 of that.
And that's not too far off of Garden State Parkway, exit 114. Now, you have two things coming up. Of course, the 30th is the day that Chili's is donating all of its profits. But you're doing something special ahead of that. Tell us about what's happening on September 18th.
So on September 18th, from 3:30 to close, I'm going to be bartending and working in the bar and the lounge. A couple of my managers are actually going to be helping me out. And we're going to be donating all of the tips we make in the bar and the lounge area that day. So 100% of the tips I get going right to St. Jude's. It's actually the seventh year that we're going to be doing this. So I'm pretty proud. It's something we've had a lot of success with in the past. Last year, we raised over, I think it was about $980 in one day. So it's just awesome, and to see all the support we've gotten, and, you know, you guys have helped. You've kind of promoted this the last few years, and we appreciate it. But, you know, anybody that wants to come in, it's a great cause.
That's Wednesday, September 18th, 3:30 to 11 p.m. over at the Chili's in Homedale. It's located right on Route 35, and again, it's just a few minutes off of exit 114 of the Garden State Parkway. Mike, is there a way, if somebody wants to find out more about what you're doing, is there a place they can go to?
Your best bet is to just stop in the restaurant. We have signs up saying everything we're doing. We have a bunch of different raffles where all the prizes were donated. Stuff from Stumpy's Hatchet House, Cinemark Movies, Lacrosse Unlimited, Pino's Palette, and Yestercade's, both in Red Bank, Hand and Stone in Aberdeen. Local breweries, Carton and Kane, kicked in a couple baskets. So the raffle tickets are 1 for $5, 3 for $10, 8 for $20, and it all goes in straight as a donation, with 100% going right to St. Jude's.
And is that drawing happening on the 30th?
Yeah, that drawing's going to be, you don't have to be there. You put a name and a phone number on a ticket, and I'm going to be calling the winners on either the 1st or the 2nd, depending on how the schedule works out.
And if people come in on the 18th, the day that you're donating all your tips, can they purchase raffle tickets then?
Yes, absolutely.
Mike Maragliotti of Chili's in Homedale. Stop by the restaurant on September 18th, donating all of his tips to St. Jude's Children's Hospital. And then it's Chili's Day of Giving on September 30th. You can get raffle tickets on the 18th. The drawing is on the 30th. All of it benefits St. Jude's and all the great work they do. Mike, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks for having me, Tom. I appreciate it.
Hell yeah, dude. And right now, let's rock a track by an awesome band. They're playing the Asbury Hotel on September 21st. Here's Nick Ryan of The Mess, 95.9 The Rats, Jersey Rock Podcast.
Closing off, she says, never can work out that well. My life just ain't a fairy tale. But she's in our silver line. She's getting further, further every time. Dodge Amber Lights looking for a life.
Ryan and the Mess, Waiting on the End, on 95.9 The Rats, Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm proud to say that we were the first to call them by that name, because we kind of accidentally did it before the change was officially finalized. And they have a killer lineup, and we're looking forward to hearing more from them in the near future. In fact, you can catch them at the Asbury Hotel on September 21st. Learn more at nickryanpiascore.com. That's Nick Ryan with a Y, PIESCOR.com. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode. Or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter, The Club Rat, and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock and 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to hear Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.